Yeah, again, I want to get a pulse on this. So before I go on to YouTube, let me just come back to the NAB question today, because I do see people doing that, but I'm not sure about investigators. Are you using NAB?
Yeah, I do use NAB occasionally. And when I do it, I haven't done it with the maintenance.
What
maintenance
prompts
arm
you
there
to do it? Squamous?
Yeah, so I've done it in squamous cell cancers. You know, I'm often giving it, well, I've only done it a handful of times with the weekly nab-paclitaxel arm. So if there's somebody that's local and we, you know, review the data, you know, I've tried it in some cases in squamous. You know, I think that regimen, the data looks very solid. I believe it probably is better than carboplatin paclitaxel for squamous histology. The downside is there aren't studies yet combining with it, using it as a backbone, and we don't have as much data for the every 3-week regimen. And if you're following it once a week, it's just a little more onerous.
So Mark, I know you observed him initially, then what happened?
So he actually had a good 3 months on nothing. He came back over the summer and had a bit more right hip pain. Actually, without telling me, he went back to see his radiation oncologist, and guess what happened?
he got
radiation to the right hip, and it did help him. And then when I saw him after that, he had developed kind of recurrence of his right upper chest pain. And in fact, on CT that day, he had progression. It looked like this was starting to invade the chest wall, and that was the basis of his pain. So that's kind of where he was.
Performance status good.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
symptoms.
PS0, other than the chest pain. So his performance status was pretty good. He had no new sites of disease. We had bone only in this enlarging right upper lobe.